Aloha mai, o kainani ko uinoa, a he haawina o lelo Hawaii ke ia, no ka papa o lelo Hawaii ma kahiki e kahi. This podcast will feature lessons from the text of Nā Kai e Walu, mo kuna e hiku, e ho'omaka kākou. The papa o lelo in this mokuna include a description of a college dorm room and talk of home and ohana. Ke aloha aina's family includes his mother's anake living with them at home. She is called a tutu in Hawaiian even though standard English speakers would not consider her to be ke aloha aina's grandmother. We will learn more about how the olelo Hawaii differs from standard English in relation to the ohana later in these lessons. Prominent display of the ohana and reminders of home, including the Hai Hawaii, the Hawaiian flag, are common in the dorm rooms of Hawaiian haumana wherever they attend school. The Hawaiian language allows for the Hai to be viewed from two perspectives. In one, the Kino'a perspective, the flag is a personal possession, as when Ke Aloha Aina speaks about Ka'u Hai Ho, my new flag, on the wall of his room. In the other, the Kino'o perspective, the flag is connected to one through the actions of ancestors in the same way that one's mother is. This is the perspective expressed by Napahu when she speaks about loving ko kako hai, our flag. We see here how Hawaiian provides for a different worldview from English through its unique structures. Ke kino o a me ke kino a. In some language, the use of the letters o and a differentiates gender. There is distinction between o and a in Hawaiian possessives, but it is not gender-based. The nature of the relationships between a possessor and a thing possessed determines whether a kino'o or a kino'a form is required to indicate possession. Kino'o possessives use o, for example, ko'u, ko'u, kona, o'u, o'u, ona, o, and ko. Kino'a possessives use a. For example, ka'u, ka'u, kana, a'u, a'u, ana, a, and ka. In most cases, the following tests will help you decide which form to use. Test number one. Is the possessor situated in, on, under, behind, or in front of something possessed? If the answer is yes, then use kino'o. Examples of such things are clothing, ornaments, shelter, buildings, time, land, and modes of transportation. Test number two. Is the possessor's connection to the thing possessed determined by forces outside of its possessor? If this is the case, use the kino'o form. Examples of such things are ancestors, parents, siblings, and symbols of a person such as a name, flag, or social security number. All a'ano and hamani words that refer to emotions and thoughts, not fully controlled by the person who experiences them, take kino'o. Most non-human possessors take kino'o even when human beings would possess the same thing with kino'a. For example, land cannot help that it has plants and stones on it, while a human being can decide to own particular plants or stones. Test number three. If neither one or two applies, use the kino'a form. The kino'a form indicates possession by initiation, creation, or action. Example of kino'a words are food, tools, implements, spouses, children, jobs, objects created by the possessor, such as songs or art, and actions themselves. Most hamani and hehele words take kino'a. Let's try a few simple examples. You will not need to create a phrase or sentence. Simply determine what form of possession it is. Repeat each word after me, and then say kino'o or kino'a. Kupuna. Pololei kupuna, or grandparent, is kino'o. Lakeke. Pololei, lakeke, or jacket, is kino'o. Kope. pololate. Kope or coffee is kino a. Leka. Ai, pololei. Leka, or letter, is also kino a. Lima. Pololei. Lima, or hand, is kino o. Paikikala. Pololei. Paikikala, or bicycle, is kino o. Maikai. You should look through the vocabulary of Mokuna Ehiku and see if you can identify which words would be kino o or kino a. And try to understand why, from a Hawaiian perspective, they are kino o or kino a. Remember, these are only guidelines and not hard rules regarding use of kino o and kino a. In earlier Mokuna, you learned to use o, which means of, to indicate possession. This usage also extends to a, as shown in the following examples. Listen to each example carefully and see if you can understand, based on the tests given previously, why they are kino o or kino a. E ho'opili mai. Kahale o nani. Ai, the house of nani. Kapuke a nani. The book of nani. Keia lei o nai noa. This lei of nai noa. Keia ili o a nai noa. This dog of nai noa. Kawaii o keia aina. The water of this land. Kawaii a keoki. The water of Keoki. Maikai. You have already learned some ka'i no no'a, or possessive ka'i, such as ko'u, kou, and kona. When you encounter a word that would require possession by kino a, you would use ka'u for my, kau for your, and kana for his or hers. Please note the lengthened a sound in kau and kana, which is shown in print by the use of the kahako. Remember that tests for choosing kino o and kino a are merely guidelines. There are a few exceptions and cases which may seem difficult to decide. The following lists some difficult kino o and kino a usages. E ho'opili mai. Ko'u akua. My God. Ka'ukumu. My teacher. Kou ala nui. Your street. Kau haumana. Your student. Kona hoaloha. His or her friend. Kana mo'opuna. His or her grandchild. Ko'u kauna. My town. Ka'u makana. My gift. Ko'u aloha. Your love. Kau pākau kau. Your table. Kona ali'i. His or her chief. Kana waki. His watch. Maika iloa. You should note that under different circumstances, words change from kino o to kino a and vice versa. Please refer to Mokuna Ehiku of Nā Kai e Walu for a list of words that can use either kino o or kino a under different circumstances. There are many complicating factors in choosing kino o and kino a that we will discuss in future mokuna. Often, the differences between the two forms can be used to express subtle differences. Skilled use of kino'o and kino'a is a sign of a good speaker of Hawaiian. While use of the amino no'a o and a, as noted in your previous assignments, is the most common way to express possession in Hawaiian, it is also common in Hawaiian to incorporate the no'a into the ka'i, ka or ke, as heard in the following examples. E ho'opili mai. Kahale o kimo. The house of kimo. Ko kimohale. Kimo's house. Ke kala kimo. The money of kimo. Ka kimo kala. Kimo's money. Kaleio keia keiki. The lei of this child. Ko keia keiki lei. This child's lei. Kai'a kela keiki. The fish of that child. Ka kela keiki i'a. That child's fish. Ke ka'a o la'aua. The car of them two. Ko la'aua ka'a. Their car. You already have been using certain contracted ka'i no no'a. For example, ko'u and ka'u, which means my. Ko'u and ka'u, which means your. And kona and kana, which means his or hers. These have corresponding contracted amino no'a forms, o'u and a'u, of me, o'u and a'u, of you, and ona and ana, of him or her. E ho'olohe mai, a e ho'opili mai. Ko'u hale. My house. Kahale o'u, the house of mine. Ka'u i lio, my dog. Ka'i lio a'u, the dog of mine. Kou ka'a, your car. Ke ka'a o'u, the car of yours. Kau kanake. Your candy. Ke kanake au. The candy of yours. Kona anakala. His or her uncle. Ka anakala ona. The uncle of his or her. Kana i'a. His or her fish. Kai'a ana. The fish of his or her. Note that words like ko'u or ka'u, ko'u or ka'u, and kona and kana are really hupua, or contractions, of ko and ka, plus the papani au, oi, and ia. With the other papani, there are no contractions, even though the English translations are one word. E ho'olohe, a ho'opili mai. Ko maua. Ka maua. They both mean our. Ko makou. Kamako. They both mean our. Kokawa. Kakawa. They both mean our. Kokako. Kakako. They both mean our. Ko olua. ka or lua. They both mean your. Ko o kou. Ka o kou. They both mean your. Ko laua. Ka laua. They both mean there. Ko lakou. Ka lakou. They both mean there. Now it's your turn to create some ka'ino no'a. I'll give you a short phrase and you provide the Hawaiian translation. We'll begin with some papani phrases. Say, our house. There are four people and you are including the person you are speaking to. Ai, ko ka kou hale. Say, your fish. You are speaking to two people. Ai, ka olua ia. Say, their horse. There are two people. Ai, ko laua lio. Say, his coat. Ai, kona kuka. Say, this dog's house. Ai, ko keia I lio hale. Say, your uncle's nose. Ai, ko kou ana kala ihu. Say, one of the boys' fish. Ai, ka kekahi keiki ia. Say, my picking stick. Ai, ka ulou. Mai ka ino. Mahalo nui loa, mai ka ino kahana. For this podcast, our olelo no iau is He au puni palapala ko'u, o ke kanaka pono, o ia ko'u kanaka, which means, mine is the kingdom of education, the righteous man is my man. And this was uttered by Kamehameha Ekolu. Ahui hou no, o kainani ke ia, aloha.